Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tequila's M House on Haunted Hill. Where, as a on a whim, we're gonna be recording our session of playing House on Haunted Hill, which is a board game. So
betrayal
you can't
at House on Haunted Hill.
Betrayal on House on Hill.
One's a movie.
Hill. I've had a few shots, okay. But we're seeing if this is funny. If it's funny, we'll post it. If it's not, you'll never hear this ever. I'm gonna maybe
so
get another shot.
Talking into the void.
Into the void of space, space,
space. I'm just trying to be funny. At this point, after two shots, you're fucking stupid.
No. After, we gotta say this legally. No, because you had 18 shots, because you're that awesome.
Yes, maybe.
Not two. You can't get drunk off two shots.
Barsher!
Barsher would never be drunk off of two shots.
Barsher would never be drunk.
Oh, I still taste tequila when I'm drinking this ginger ale.
Awesome.
Wow.
Best ginger ale ever.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay, so,
listeners, please drink responsibly.
Oh, yeah, legally, we have to say we're all over 21.
Yes.
You're over 21, right?
Yes.
We're all legally over 21.
Well over
so we can 21. Legally be drunk.
On the internet.
On the internet. Well, everyone's drunk on the internet, let's be honest.
I thought
here.
Everyone was a girl on the internet.
No, every girl was a guy on the internet, every guy's a girl, and every kid is a police officer.
On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog.
All right. Since it's a board game, we're going to be... We're just wondering what the fuck's going to go on.
Okay, this is what's going to happen. Okay, when's your birthday? October 17th.
Go ahead.
No, August 17th.
January 30th.
November 3rd.
So we're the closest.
Is it closest
or is it next?
Closest on either direction or just next?
Next.
So
next
that would be
you.
Me first.
Okay.
Yay, I'm playing Brandon Jaspers.
Okay.
I'm 12 years old and I don't know what I'm doing here.
Okay.
So... how does it work again? We go into the entrance.
Your movement, yeah. We're all outside, so you can move. Up,
your speed.
Okay.
Your
speed. Oh no, we gotta set the scene. It's dark. There are trees. Whoosh. Okay.
Seagulls.
I think I hear a crow. In my old country, we used to fight crows and have them fight each other in battles.
Quiet, you! I demanded because I am Professor Peabody!
In my country, we shoot professors out of cannons.
Well.
Into my fist!
Alright, it's scary out here. I'm going to go into the even scarier house. Wait, what the fuck am I... entrance hall this
you're a little
way.
Kid, what can you do? Right.
Yeah, so with a foul mouth,
nope.
Apparently.
Look, okay, ground.
Here we go, ground floor.
You enter... what a horribly constructed house. You enter the graveyard out.
Jesus H. Christ.
And you run
points.
An event. Let me see.
Okay, so graveyard. I get an event.
Yes, so let's read the event. Make it mysterious sounding.
All right, event. Oh, crap. Mystic slide.
Oh, no!
Is that like the electric slide?
You wish.
Yeah, if you're in the basement, this event affects the next explorer, so I'm not. The four falls out from under me. Place a slide token in the room. Somebody find the slide token.
That's the thing about this game. There's a shitload of tokens you gotta find.
Yeah, somebody find the slide token.
It's the electric slide.
Then I must attempt a might roll to use the slide.
Mm-hmm.
So my might is four, so I will have four dice.
There's an S here.
No,
it's a slide.
All right, so I'm going to roll my might.
Oh my god,
and
I can't. They're moving.
And let's see what happens. I got a 3, which means I will draw tiles from the room stack until I draw a basement room, and I will place a room tile. No basement rooms in the stack. Choose a basement room and play. Blah, blah. Fall to one room and take one die of physical damage. Wow, I suck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I fall into and this just goes here to the basement somewhere.
We'll say the basement's like right here.
Over there.
I think
and since
wait, shouldn't it be connected to the basement landing section over here?
Well, we haven't.
Yeah, we have. Well,
oh, wait.
Do we have to connect it to the basement landing?
Doesn't say. Just says place a room tile. Draw a basement room and place a room tile. So I guess if you have to place it.
Yeah, you have to connect it to something.
So so it goes there.
We've got this, guys.
Slide.
We've got this.
So
wait, were we going to make this into a drinking game?
Yeah, we drink while we game.
Oh, right.
That's basically
that's the game.
So
slide.
I take
how's
one.
The black cherry lemonade, Mike's heart?
It's good.
Yeah, really?
This is brought to you by Mike's Black Cherry Lemonade. So drink responsibly.
It's a little sweet.
1 point of physical damage.
Okay, well, you're allowed.
And it says, if it's not your turn, don't draw a card for that room. But technically, it's still my turn, so I guess I draw a second event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, event. Revolving wall. The wall spins to another place. Place the wall switch token. Yay, more tokens. On a wall without an exit. What, but there is a wall without an exit.
There we go. That's actually the picture that opens up.
In this room or in a corner of the room, there isn't a room on the other side of the wall. Draw room tiles until you find one off of this floor, then put it in the house. Okay, so I will. So you draw another basement and you put it on the other side
It's taken Angela 10 minutes to find the particular token.
What is it? Wall switch?
You may not know this audience, but Angela's sort of a light drinker. Give her one tequila shot, she's shirtless in 5 minutes. It's so quite hilarious.
I've had 3 tequila shots.
So, more than me.
So in 2 more shots, she will be in a coma. Then the fun begins.
I'm fucking around.
That is my wife.
Inappropriate.
Okay. All right. There is a wall switch. Once during an explorer's turn, if that explorer is in either room, he or she can attempt a knowledge roll to use the wall switch. All right, so I guess I attempt a knowledge roll. Knowledge is 3. Yep. So I roll, and I got 4. 3 or more, the explorer finds the hidden switch and goes through. This doesn't count as moving a space, so it's still my turn technically, I suppose, and I get an omen.
But you get an omen ends your turn.
Ends my turn, totally. Yeah, my turn. Yeah, finally. Okay. Spirit board, a board with letters and numbers to call the dead. Before you move during your turn, you can look at the top pile of the room stack. Yeah, kind of awesome. If you use the spirit board after the haunt has been revealed, the traitor can move in and blah, 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 blah. Make a haunt roll now.
You have to make it above
a 1.
0.
Oh, above, yeah.
Yeah, so make a haunt roll.
How many dice is the haunt roll again?
Is it your sanity?
My sanity? Is that it? Yeah.
That's the do not read book.
Which is unfortunate.
This is the don't read this book.
Make it a haunt roll.
You sure anyone wants cookies?
Yes. Cat fight.
Hey.
Cat fight.
Gopher.
You must roll 6 dice at the end of your turn each time you draw an omen card.
There we go.
Yeah.
I have to roll more than 0.
You roll less than the total number of omen cards all players have drawn. So
I have to get a 0 in order on 6
which
dice.
Which technically you can get, because
let's just let it happen.
All right, let's see. Nope, we got a 3, we're good.
Fuck you! Sorry, that's inappropriate.
So we go up a haunting, right?
Yeah.
At the end of we expect Daniel's turn, we move it up.
Exactly. Okay.
So we're still good. So
some haunts.
So that's my turn, and... Okay. And that's it, and I have a spirit board.
There we go.
I'm next? Okay. The little girl went into the house. Why didn't you go to the house? Because it's a scary house. You should go adults.
I am doing scientific research out here. Because I'm Professor Longfellow.
There's grass. Why is grass?
Biology is a science.
Alright, I go in and save. You go in with how many turns do it take?
What's your speed? Points you have.
Speed is 4.
So you can go up to. As soon as you discover a new room, you have to stop. Okay.
Usually,
where is little girl? I saw a little girl. I gotta protect.
I'm a boy, you bastard.
Protect now. Then he goes back. He's like, "Hey, I go back outside." Wait, was boy? I couldn't tell.
Doesn't matter. Keep going, you oaf.
Okay, I go save little. Go back outside. You sure, little boy?
Get going!
I go back here. I'll check. I go to my right. Check out this section over here. Yeah, give me a card.
Basement, card. No. Upper, no.
Let's put it over here. Ground.
Bam.
Ground, okay. Okay, I am in... Oh, hole in floor.
Oh, man.
Why is there a hole in floor? Collapse room. You must attempt speed roll to avoid falling. Is that as soon as I enter? Or?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Oh! Open door! It was dark, so I entered. Giant hole in the floor.
Okay.
What I have to do?
What's your speed?
The speed is 4.
We're 4 dice.
And I have to get a blow of what?
Gopher.
You need five more. 5 or more.
5 or more?
Yeah.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh! There's a hole!
You make it!
I'm okay.
You stopped there, right?
Okay, yes. I stopped there.
And that's it, you're done.
Yep.
All right, Angela, go, you tarot card reading biatch.
like how my character token, though, looks like she's pretty much wearing a suit, even though she's a...
You're a very businesslike woman.
A Madame Zostra.
She's a madam?
Not that kind of madam. I don't know why I went.
They make good business. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, I'm in the bloody room.
So much money.
And you need an item. What did you get, Angela? Tell the audience what you got.
Candle. It makes the shadows move. At least you hope it's doing that. If you draw an event card, roll one additional die, maximum of eight dice. For that event's trait rolls, if you have the bell-looking candle, gain two in each trait. The first time you lose one of these three items later in the game, lose two from each trait. Cool. So you get the bell in the book, I get stuff. But for now, I'm done.
Oh, bro, what the hell is your problem?
Let's try. Oh, wait, my turn.
Do it. Now it's time, after my biology lesson, to move forward to my discovery of the afterlife. Where'd they go? Ah, damn it. I knew I should have hired. Never mind.
Are there expansions for this game?
What?
Are there expansions for this game?
Yeah, I think.
I think so, yeah. It must be. Next time we go back to Mecca.
Okay. I'm in the chapel. Seattle. And I need a what?
Event?
Yeah,
events.
Why is there an omen card on the one? That's not my... I've got my omen card over there. Also me.
Okay, event. Funeral. You see an open coffin. You're inside it. You must attempt a sanity roll. Okay, people. Mm-hmm. My sanity, what's it at? 3. Ooh, not so good. Mm-hmm. Allow you science to get through this. Yeah.
Nice. Using MacGyver-like tactics.
4 plus. You blink. It's gone. Gain 1 sanity. Okay, I think I'm done there.
All right.
All right. Then move up.
And you put this under the event.
Okay. Is this your turn now?
Alright, put it inside.
It is in fact my turn.
Go to the basement.
Okay, so.
Little child.
Crap. So let me see. Well, what's over here? Give me a basement card. I should have been able to look at it, but never mind.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. We'll give you that basement card.
There we go. Yeah,
fuck. Pickles.
Oh boy! The pentagram chamber.
This is
kind of ominous.
Which
another omen card.
Omen.
Oh, it's the start of a new chapter.
When exiting, you must attempt a knowledge roll of 4+. If you fail, you lose 1 sanity, but continue moving. That's good.
Roll it.
So I got an omen. Bite. Ah, cripes. A growl. The scent of death. Pain. Darkness. Gone. When you draw this card, something bites you.
Right. Chevy Chase.
Player on your right. Player on my right bites me?
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Player on your right rolls a... Yeah. Player on my right rolls a might 4 attack against you for the mysterious something before it runs away into the darkness. You defend the stacks normal by rolling dice equal to your might. So I guess you attack me.
Yeah. Might 4.
Might 4.
Okay, you do your might.
So I have
you have to beat a 4.
Okay, and my might is currently 3 because I had taken a point of damage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna die. Yeah. Yes!
Not today, though!
Haha, awesome. So if I win, I don't get any more points.
Nice. So you can chill, but now you need him to make the haunt roll.
And now we make, yes, Jesus.
And you have to go.
Yeah.
If you roll a 1, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
do not roll. Actually, I think it's possible for you to roll a 1. So. Don't roll.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
We're good. We're fine, people.
Okay.
No, so far,
I'm in.
Leading
anyone hear me? I'm in room with hole. I go left, right.
You can't go left.
I go forward or right.
But if you go left, you run into you open the door and it's a brick wall. Apparently,
I am very scared right now. I'm gonna go forward. I go straight. What this way?
The charred room. An omen.
It smells like burning. It smells like burning. That's an omen.
Omen for you.
Holy symbol. A symbol of calm in a senseless world. Gain 2 sanity now.
Oh, wow, that's unfair.
Yeah, I know. That's why it makes it perfect for me.
Stupid little kid.
Lose 2 sanity.
I get bit. Little kid.
Hey, I'm the little kid. I get bit. He gets sanity.
So I gain a holy symbol. Oh, and I have to make a haunt roll now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what are we for?
6 dice. 6 and dice. You need to get a 1 or more.
Yeah.
1 or more.
No, he has 2 or more. Or 3 or more. Because they're not.
Oh yeah, because it's because it's based on how many omens are. Oh. So yeah, and I should check this out just to count that.
So isn't three? This a counter though?
Isn't this is for a turn counter.
Okay, so three or more.
Yeah.
So you make it. Yeah.
Okay.
2, 4, 6, 8. Oh,
I find pretty walk. There's like light. Maybe I should eat.
But Angela, your turn.
Madam Zathra.
Madam Zathra continues to the bloody room.
Madam Zathra lives with the magic. Opening doors and having magic.
Into the coal chute. Ah, one way slide to the basement landing.
Where do you, let me see.
Yep.
One way slide to the, oh yep.
So one. Whee! Two. I'm just going to take this card. Into the furnace room. If you end your turn here, take 1 point of physical damage. Crap.
No.
And you get an omen, right?
Yes.
Right.
There's that physical damage.
There you go.
Madman. Companion.
You got a pet madman.
Frothing madman. Gain 2 might and lose 1 sanity now.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You have Charlie Sheen following.
Listen, those assholes took away everything. I am special.
You're going to be very annoyed by that sooner or later.
I'm imagining you attacking us with a rabid Charlie Sheen.
All right.
God,
it's time for science.
I'm going to get shot in the arm,
so,
aren't I?
So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you doing?
I should roll. I should make the haunt roll.
Yep, because it's an omen.
Yay!
We're safe. Okay.
It's getting close, though.
One. I don't know where to go. 4, okay. 1, 2, 3. I'm upstairs for science. 4. All right, upper room.
Yeah, just take it from the discard. It doesn't matter.
I am in the research laboratory. That's I so meant petty. To stay here.
You are home.
Event.
He never leaves this room.
Image in the mirror. If you don't have an item card, this event affects the next explorer to your left with an item card. Discard this card.
Oh, no, wait, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I have an, oh, wait, are yours left?
Yeah, he's still.
Ready? This is what...
This is what tequila does.
Yeah. Okay, anybody for item card, I think it's you. This is what it says. There's an old mare in this room. You're frightened. Reflections move on its own. You realize it is you from another time. You need to help your reflection. So you write on the mirror, "This will help." You then hand the mare through. You then hand the item through the mare. Choose one of your item cards and put it in the item stack. Then shuffle the stack. Gain 1 knowledge.
I don't have any items.
Then that would.
So that would just roll
card?
Around to
I,
you.
I do.
Oh.
Crap. No, you got a.
No, there's
omen
an omen,
card.
So I guess it rolls
item.
Around to you.
Crap.
Okay. So shuffle it back into the item.
Wait. This event affects the next.
So it rolls around to you. So shuffle it back into the
but
item stack.
But I get a knowledge.
Yeah,
plus 1. Yes. You have an understanding of the universe.
Because I am Madame Zostra.
You might understand the mystical, but you do not understand science.
We are in a haunted house on a hill. Clearly, I am at the advantage here.
Everything I'm explained with my science.
So you don't get an item back or anything? Just shuffle it back in? That's
no,
it?
No, yeah.
Wow.
Nice. This game likes to screw you over.
Yeah,
it does. Right.
That does suck. Is the madman considered a nut? No, it's not.
No.
Okay.
No, he's like
madman's a pet.
We have to protect Charlie Sheen, my bad.
Yeah.
Really, Charlie Sheen has tiger blood and lives with goddesses. I don't think I'm going to be protecting it.
All right.
He's got fire-breathing fists. I think he's good.
Fist of flame.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, fire-breathing fists.
It's not me.
Fists that breathe fire? I don't know.
How do fists breathe?
Her mind.
This is so being posted.
your turn, Daniel. Show us
Yay.
What that like 5-year-old's doing.
Yay. Okay, so in order to leave this room, I need to attempt a knowledge roll.
I understand how your character could have followed us here. See, to make extra money, I babysit. And I had to take you with me.
So of course, I ran away immediately. And I fail, so I lose 1 sanity, I think.
Sanity? Oh, when you're exiting.
Yeah, and then I continue moving. So my
they
speed
have to
is
go
4.
Back to the
so
catacombs.
1,
wait.
2. Wait.
Right.
You
right.
can attempt a. Oh, you can attempt a sanity roll of 6+ to cross. If you fail, you stop moving.
Oh.
Ah, fuck. I'm so screwed here.
Roll it. You never know. You make
it. Yeah, I'm not going to make it. Just 3 dice.
Have faith in yourself, child. Let the force guide you.
No,
you suck.
So
you're dead.
I am
so
stuck
you stop.
There forever.
My turn. Okay, I go.
Dr. Longfellow!
I go left into the chamber and I find. What do I find?
You find the patio.
Oh, pretty room. Very cut a board.
Oh, man.
Very nice. Night vision. You see a vision of a ghostly couple walking the grounds. Sally strolling in their wedding. Hello, could you help me? I'm kind of lost. Ah, you may attempt the knowledge roll. Let's attempt the knowledge roll.
You're an idiot. What's your, like, knowledge?
Oh, it's three. I'm not good smart, but I'm good with the body knowledge.
Get down.
With my feet. Get down again. 0-4. You pull back in her, unable to what? Oh! Dress scary!
How much do you lose?
I don't lose anything, but you just pull back in her, unable to watch.
Alright, you're done.
So I do. What I do with this? Just
put it on the bottom.
Alright. Zostra!
Alright.
Wait a minute. Daniel went. Shouldn't we have done a haunting?
Oh, right. So.
Wait, no, you only do the haunt roll when you get an omen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no haunt roll. But it's just that needed to go up.
Did that go up already or no?
Yeah, I already put that up.
Okay. Okay, so we're good.
You're sure because you're drunk. So I'm not sure
Shut
if you
up.
Got
it. We understand the game.
How many times have we played this?
Connect four. What?
Jotsy.
I'm in the conservatory, which for some reason is in the basement. That doesn't seem to make much sense.
Never mind.
But give me an event.
Events.
An event.
An event. Thank God you're in there.
What?
That series is terrible.
I'm not drunk, right? That's right.
Image in the mirror.
But it's backwards.
Yeah, it's backwards.
There's an old mirror in this room. Your frightened reflection moves on its own. You realize it is you from another time.
Wait, we just had again. This one. Wait, did we just put this one on the wrong? We might have actually put that on top.
No, your reflection writes in the mirror. This will help. Then it hands you an item. To
hey, you got those. That's awesome.
Yeah. You just got the item that you gave up.
Yeah.
So you got a new item. So there you go.
I've got Amulet of the Ages, ancient silver and inlaid with gems, inscribed with blessings. Gain one might, one speed, one knowledge, and one sanity now.
That totally worked out awesome.
No, wait, this will suck if I have to lose this one, because I lose three of each of those.
So don't lose it.
Nice.
No, well, that makes complete sense. You gave up an item, and then now it was you from the future.
Yeah.
And the item changed.
Yeah.
But still.
Hey, if you're looking for logic in this game, You're just
I think I've made complete logic with tying our characters together. Please, your all mother will reduce my pain if I don't get you helmet by two. Oh, God, this is...
I don't even know why I'm with you guys. I was falling
why
behind.
Why am I hanging out with the scientists?
I said we all actually came here together. I was here on a scientific research
mission.
Someone
was hosting a party, and we were all invited.
Wait, Ox likes parties. Lots of drinking and the women.
Yeah, okay. Parties.
I tell them I'm from Russia and they all intrigued.
Alright, so let's see what's up here. I'm going to go this way because it's broken. Awesome.
The organ room.
Okay, let's see. Get me an event. Something hidden. There's something odd about this room. But what? It's tickling the back of your mind. If you want to try to figure it out, what's odd about this room, attempt a knowledge roll.
Of course the professor is going to do a knowledge roll.
Allow me to use my immense mind to figure it out.
Your brain meats. Wait, you're missing a dice. Speaking of brain meats there.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4+, I think I need it. Yeah, 4+.
Yay.
A section of the wall slides away, revealing an alcove. Draw an item card.
Ooh, nice. What do you gain?
An angel feather. A perfect feather fluttered in your hand. When you attempt a roll of any kind, you can call out a number from 0 to 8. Use the number instead of the rolling this dice. Discard this item after you use it.
Ooh. Oh, that's kind of cool. So if there's a roll that you really need to make.
Oh, I just dropped shit.
It's a free win. Yeah.
I can see my character now. It's like, oh, this is perfect. Then the wind like flutters. And goes out the window. No! Science!
Alright, Billy's finished, so we're up to turn 3.
I try and get out of this room again.
Okay, good luck with that.
I have a feeling I'm going
to
be stuck in this room
roll every
the rest
time.
Of the game.
If you can attempt a sanity roll, but if you fail, you stop moving.
Yeah. So wait, so it's like you can attempt?
That's a really weird...
Here. Oh, you can attempt.
Does the... is the catacombs? Is the catacombs?
Oh, I guess, yeah. I guess so I either stop or I just go back if I want to cross it. It's but not you, like the it's not like the other ones where once you go in, you're stuck and you have to do it. I could go like, oh, wait, I'm going to go back. Stuck but I am stuck, so I have no choice.
Yeah, so you have
no choice. So I'm fucked because I only have 3 dice. I need to get 2 on all of them. Oh, crap. Well, whatever that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you're gonna.
You know what? You know what? You were stuck there one time. You are literally stuck. I say we let you go.
Yeah, just go. Just
I
go.
Am okay. Yay, with buddy
yeah, okay. So how many moves you got? Where you want to go?
I don't know. I lost some dice.
We'll find it when the cat throws it off.
Yeah. Okay. So, right, one, so one, two. Wait, no, no. Just one.
You gotta move up this way.
Yeah, two. Go up that way. Basement room. Ah. Da da da. Go
the
for
gymnasium.
It. Yay.
Once per game, if you end your turn here, gain 1 speed.
Ooh.
And your turn does end here.
And I also get so I gain omen. 1 speed.
And so this is the only time you get it.
Yay. Mm. And I get an omen. Crystal ball. Ah,
hazy. Mine.
Not mine now. Crystal ball, hazy images appear in the glass once during your turn after the haunt is revealed. So this doesn't work until the haunt happens. But I can attempt a knowledge roll to peer into the crystal ball. I see the truth, lose my eyes, no, avert my eyes, or stare into hell, lose to sanity. That's kind of awesome. Okay, so I just keep this until the haunt is revealed.
Well, all I got was it like, if you do it, you lose 2 sanity. It's like, why would I do this? Mm-hmm. Because you get to stare into hell.
It's 6, yeah. So I was gonna say,
you stare into eternity.
I'm trying. I'm following your
video. Where is the dice?
Stupid.
I don't know.
You know what we need? We need like one of those trouble, like the bubble thing that you pop in. That's what we need right now.
All right. 6 dice. So what do I need to go? 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now it's possible. Oh,
we're good. We're good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, I'm good.
Banana! Mm-hmm.
Alright.
So we're still good. We're still good. So your turn.
Hey, Ox.
I saw a strange couple. They seem very happy together.
They remind me of mother.
I will go out to chat. What's your kid's name?
Alright.
Brandon. Backward hat boy. Where are you?
Going through this door. I'll go through this door and I find...
Oh, here it is.
You find the ballroom.
Pretty room. Lots of streamers.
Did you have an event?
Oh. Yeah, and see what your event is.
Lots of streamers. There's people dancing. You collapse to the floor. Vision of future events pouring through your minds. Choose one of 2 options.
What are your 2 options?
All right, 2 options. A, you can look up the top 3 tiles or cards on any stack. If you do, rearrange those 3 tiles or cards in any order and put them back on the top. Or you can choose instead to roll 4 dice and write down the result. If you want, you can die roll every 4.
Why did you think that was fun?
I could have stopped. Like, crap, I only need 1 more and I can do this.
I'm going to do that.
What?
Tell you, you can choose instead to roll 4 dice and write down the results. For 1 future die roll of your choice that you attempt, you can use that number instead of rolling.
Oh, do it. All do right. it, stupid.
What? I feel vision.
I think you grabbed 5.
I got 4.
Oh.
I feel vision. I'm not that drunk. I feel vision of future. I feel it's telling me 42. No. 5. So cool. If I have a future 5.
Remember that.
Alright, put them there.
It's not as good as an angel card. I can choose any number. 1. You fail. Oh.
Damn it.
Sometimes the 1 serves the story better though.
Well, it does. It does.
So your turn.
Yes.
Brandon, I have Game Boy.
Let's right. scoot this because it looks like.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is the end here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1.
Mm-hmm.
Give me another basement.
Basement.
Ooh, the vault.
The vault.
Yes.
Sounds like you need someone with a brain.
First, I have an event.
So the event.
Oh, you can't use the vault yet, though.
No, that's my next turn. I get to make my
roll.
Yeah,
the vault is
grave dirt. This room is covered in a thick layer of dirt. You cough as it gets on your skin and in your lungs. You must attempt a might roll.
I'm going to kick this dirt's ass.
1, 2, 3, 4.
With science?
Wow.
With science!
Oh, yeah, that's why you have this. You've got the bonuses and the madman.
3.
What?
Something is wrong. Keep this card. Take 1 point of physical damage at the start of your turns. Discard if an item card increases one of your traits, or if you end your turn in the balcony, gardens, graveyard, gymnasium, larder, patio, or tower.
Wow.
Well, not really, because the gymnasium's right there.
Yeah.
You can make a run for it.
I could. But I want to get into the vault.
Mm-hmm. You can come back for the vault.
Or you could, yeah.
Don't worry. It's time for science!
Train science.
Where am I at? I'm in the operating
laboratory. That is perfect.
Wow.
You're getting like the right rooms for you.
Sorry.
For science!
She's trying to force her off the table.
We gotta get six patches for this game. Okay. This game is awesome.
Okay, let me see. I am going to do the event card.
Do it!
Okay. The Beckoning. Outside. You must get outside. Fly to the freedom. Each explorer in the gardens. Okay, look where you're at. Gardens, tower, graveyard, or on the balcony, or in a room with an outside-facing window, must attempt a sanity roll.
We're all fucked. Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all good.
Oh.
All right. No sanity roll. Something
happens. Sorry, Mr. Drama.
Nothing happens.
That's anticlimactic.
Yeah. Right.
But we go up another turn.
Yay!
Strange science.
You blinded me with science.
No. All right, small child.
All right, small child. I'm gonna move this way and see what happens. So another basement room.
Go, Johnny Quest, go.
You're in the storeroom.
Yay.
And you get an item.
I get an item.
Lower expectations.
Hey, being an idol. Perhaps it's chosen you for some greater purpose, like human sacrifice. Yay. I love toys. It's a dolly.
What does it do?
Once per turn, you can rub the idol before making any trait, combat, or event roll to add 2 dice to the roll to a maximum of 8 dice. Each time I do, I lose 1 sanity.
Oof.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
That would work well against
Why me, is the beer like in the middle of the house?
Because that's where it belongs.
You're pushing your stuff off. You're pushing my stuff off. But
Okay, go. Go, Ux.
I go into room, bored, not in room. I'm supposed to be taking care of boy before things happen. I go up this room, I open door, and I find
the abandoned room.
Room is empty.
There's
an omen.
The room is empty, nothing important. A skull cracked and missing teeth. If you take mental damage, you can take all of its physical damage as physical damage. Make a haunt roll now. So I find strange skull of man.
How many omen cards?
In Soviet Russia, skull is, it will also be of man, but it's more scary.
So
anyway.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you need to roll 6 dice and get a 6 or higher, or else the haunt begins.
Oh, that would be easy. That would, because in Soviet Russia, dice rolls you, and dice rolls you for you well.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. Yay!
I think we dropped
I said
the
something
dice.
Bad, but
yes.
I.
Did
they drive us?
While you're doing that, I roll my knowledge.
What dropped exactly?
And
you rolled your knowledge. I liked it. It's a very good accent.
I only spent a year working on the Russian accent.
Were you? Oh, for school.
Yeah, I was like, do you not remember my Chernobyl prose?
Did do a Chernobyl prose.
You did a Chernobyl prose.
It was not very
6.
Happy.
I get it.
Yay,
two items. Please, one of you raise my stats.
And 2 items.
All right. First, I get the armor. This isn't quite Russian accent.
It's pretty good, though.
It's just proper armor from a Renaissance fair, but it's still metal. Anytime, not just once per turn, you can take physical damage. Anytime you take physical damage, take 1 less point of damage. This item can't be stolen. Fuck y'all. And then I get a medical kit.
Oh,
a doctor's bag depleted in some critical resources. Once during your turn, you can attempt a knowledge roll to heal yourself or another explorer in the same room. Can I do it now and gain a point so I get rid of my other stupid card?
Makes sense to me.
Because actually, the start of this turn, I should have taken a point of physical damage. So technically, I've been hurt. So I can try to heal myself.
I'm actually curious. Can you do it? Because you are. Can you use your item right now because you just got done doing your turn? I mean, isn't your next turn you have to use the item?
Wait, actually, it doesn't matter because all of my stats are currently above the starting value and I can only heal something that's below the starting value.
Oh,
damn.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to make a run for the gymnasium
next turn. All right.
Okay.
Science! Doing it for science.
doing it for science.
So I'm going to turn into this thing and see what it has to be. Second floor is getting a little crowded.
The servant quarters.
Okay, hold on for a second.
Open.
Now everyone knows the service quarters would be in the bottom floor. I don't know what they think they're those.
This is a fucked up house.
Be on the top because you put them in the attic where it's not well insulated.
Yeah. Now that's thinking.
So long as they're somewhere that's uncomfortable.
As long as they know their place, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Mask. Uh-oh. A somber mask to hide your intentions. Once during your turn, you can attempt a sanity roll to use the mask. A +4, you can put on or take off the mask. If you put on the mask, gain 2 knowledge and lose 2 sanity. If you take off the mask, gain 2 sanity and lose 2 knowledge. You can't use the mask this turn. Well, if I don't, I have to make a ritual roll. Anyways, I'll keep this for now.
Yep. And make an omen roll. So now you need to roll 6 dice and get 7 or higher. Yeah. See, now things are getting hairy. Ooh.
3, 4, 5, 6.
6 dice.
I will not be the one that bring us to damnation.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Nice.
Not the Professor!
And up a turn.
What does that do, upping that turn?
I don't think we actually need to keep track. I think it's just for certain haunts. But you've always been like, no, we need to keep track of
the haunts. Isn't there sure there's not a special move for the haunts or something? Or?
Angela, give me the haunts. Give me the omen cards or haunt rolls.
1.
That whatever.
2, 3, 4.
Basement roll.
15. Before the haunt starts, you must roll 6 dice at the end of your turn each time you draw an omen card. If you roll less than the total number of omen cards, all players will draw in the game.
Candle! I got that candle of yours. So, if I draw an event card, I roll 1 additional die for that event straight. Yay! Okay, handle. Yay! It's your turn.
If there was much rejoicing. Yay!
Right, your turn.
Oh, sorry. That was... happy. Oh, Ox, he will go left. I will go left and I will find... That's my right. I will go left.
Because my left. So you're on the same side of the table.
Wait, yeah. No. Character is facing this way. So we go left.
Point is, give him a room.
Just get... I'm in room and it's empty now. Empty space. Ox is scared right now. Why is there no empty... Where is there no room?
What?
Why is there no room?
Library.
Oh, this room now. Okay.
I don't think.
Oh no, this room is full of books.
Oh, terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Oh no!
Oh no!
What's it here?
Once per turn, if you end your turn here, gain 1 knowledge.
No! No! Don't want to read.
Actually, your turn might not end here. So
see what the event says.
Sometimes your event moves.
Jonah's turn. Two boys are playing with the wooden top. Would you like a turn, Jonah? One asks. No, says Jonah. I want all the turns. Jonah takes the top and hits the other boy in the face. The boy falls. Jonah keeps hitting him as they fade from view. Good to get in fights makes people strong. If an explorer has a puzzle box...
No,
you got no puzzle box.
Okay, then it's you. Then I'm not going to read the rest because it's nothing happens.
Put it back. And
it's just creepy kids hitting each other.
But your turn ends here.
That reminds me when I was 5.
You get knowledge.
And you killed Jonah.
No! I'm from 3 to 3.
Right.
I'm same. Okay.
Never mind.
Alright.
I refuse to learn.
I refuse. I will not read this compelling essay on economics.
But no. Alright. So the start of my turn, so I have to take a point of physical damage.
Mm.
And that sucks.
And then run full of gymnasium. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey guys, actually, for example, if you draw an omen card on your turn, and it's the 5th omen card drawn during the game, you need to roll a result of 4, or you need a result of 4 or less
right.
on your haunt roll to start the haunt.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing, so like, doing the like someone rolled a 7, and it was a 7. But
yeah, just like now when you had 7, you rolled 7, so you're good.
Okay, you're good.
2, 3, 4. I'm in the gymnasium. Except my speed is actually only 3 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. So I'm in the
game room. And you lose another...
Yeah, I already lost. Because it starts at the start of my turn.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm at my equal. All right, so do I get the event card?
No, because
you already got it.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to chill here. And the next round,
play some foosball, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Or I'm gonna play some checkers on the bearskin rug.
Okay, all right. That's the only thing you're gonna
do. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to the right upper. This doesn't make sense. Ooh, bedroom.
It's better than, remember the first version of the game where the pool was on the upper level? And it's like, this makes sense. Well,
it's like all schools when you say, oh, there's a pool on the ceiling.
There's a pool on the roof.
Webs. Casually, you reach up to brush some webs aside, but they won't brush away. They cling. You must attempt a might roll. Thank God I'm the professor. I know for our class. Okay. So I need a 4+.
The professor would think, oh my God, cobwebs must fight.
That's
so weak.
Nope.
Two. Nice.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Okay. If you're stuck, you can't do anything until you're freed. Once during an explorer's turn, explorer can attempt a might roll to free you. You can also attempt this roll. A plus four succeeds, but you don't gain the one might. Anyone failing an attempt can't move. Basically, I have to keep on working.
Yeah, it feels like you're all alone up there.
I need this, just remember.
I'm sorry, Mr. Professor, going to the haunted house and making things...
Unhand me! Immediately!
The ghost is like, no.
All right.
All right, speed 4.
Getting stuck in the bedroom. I hope it's cobwebs.
Basement.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
The statuary corridor.
Statuary corridor, an event.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what the event is. Groundskeeper Willie. You turn to see a man in groundskeeper clothing. He raises his shovel and charges. Inches from your face, he disappears, leaving muddy footprints and nothing more. You must attempt a knowledge roll. Exploring the gardens rolls 2 fear dice. Let's roll up. So I acknowledge my knowledge is 3. So.
Because knowledge is power.
Failure. Yeah, I guess that's a 4. So, yeah, 4+. I find something in the mud. Draw an item card. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Squish, squish.
Hopefully it's a crazy man.
Bottle, an opaque vial containing a black liquid. I drink it. Once during your turn, after the haunt is revealed, you can roll 3 dice and drink from the bottle. And depending on what I do, I either gain stuff or lose stuff.
Mm.
I will drink it after the haunt begins.
Okay. Awesome. Hopefully you're not the haunted.
Mm-hmm.
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 Right, so
mm-hmm.
Your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Okay.
Come on, Ox.
Okay.
Ox, help me, you oomph.
I heard annoying loudness, but I will go to left anyway.
You are inconceivable.
Why? Why is there grass inside house? That's just ill maintenance. Give me an event card.
Events.
That's just ill maintenance. Lights out.
You're outside. Why are there lights?
Your flashlight goes out. I didn't know I had a flashlight. Don't worry. So
you're holding one.
Keep.
You're carrying one.
You totally have a flashlight.
Oh, it's my hand. Keep this card. You can move only one space each turn until you end your turn in the same room as another explorer. Fuck.
Oh.
Somebody
can
help me.
At the end of that turn, discard this card. Then you can move normally.
Wow.
If you have the candle or end your turn in the furnace room, discard this card.
Don't you have the candle?
Do I have the candle?
No, I have the candle.
Oh.
No.
Yeah,
I have a holy
somebody got
why does not the holy symbol glow? It's holy. It should glow. That's all I'm saying.
Inconceivable.
Click. This is no fair.
Alright.
No fair.
Totally. I'll lose another physical point. Better get into the gymnasium.
And you work it off. You do an 80s montage of you just like lifting, boxing a hanging pig.
Now get rid of that. Go away.
You go away and help me. Inconceivable.
But once per game, if you end your turn here, gain 1 speed.
I believe someone already did.
No, it's not once per one. I'm pretty sure that means like per player. Like
yeah,
you can't
if
just
you,
keep going.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's per player.
Mm-hmm.
So
like an individual couldn't keep going, but like game room, gymnasium, game room.
Inconceivable.
Okay. Where's is the furnace room being revealed at all? Or?
The furnace.
No, there it is. Oh,
yeah.
It's all the way over there.
Yeah,
man.
Okay, I'm going to try to wiggle my way out.
I'd wiggle.
Oh, the cobwebs. Ooh.
All right. Okay. I call on the powers of science to help me.
Science betrayal.
Inconceivable. I'm still stuck.
Is nice. By the spirit realm. Mm. Is superior. to the science of man.
Your husband died because of science didn't save him, and you were too busy doing holistic cures. Holistic
crap. Right, give me another basement room.
Okay.
Basement?
Yep, basement.
You are in the creaky hallway, and you get to keep moving because nothing happens in hallway.
Just one, and I guess I'm going to move this a bit. Ah, cripes. There we go.
That's perfect. Ooh, you got the mystic elevator.
Uh-oh, mystic elevator. So, once per turn, roll two dice and move this room to any open door on... Wait, no. Just
can I recommend the bedroom?
Wow, that is very creepy.
Can I recommend perhaps the inner room so you can save my ass?
Hey, upper floor, so...
Oh, upper floor.
So, well, yeah, so I should totally help out the professor. There we go.
But the elevator moves there, too.
Yep.
Where did you come from? Inconceivable!
Shut up, I'm gonna help you. So, can I just help
anyone
you?
Anyone there? Yeah, is dork. Me scared.
Roll on. You have to roll 4 plus.
On might, right?
Yeah.
Might is 3 currently, so.
Nope.
Ah, fuck.
We're both stuck.
I don't think I'm stuck. You're stuck. I can help you, and I can just go.
Oh, well, good turn thing. Yeah. Well, no. Okay. Anyone failing to attempt can't move for the rest of that turn. Okay.
Oh, so I'm okay. No, so I'm done. But I could next turn. I could just go. You know what? Yeah. Screw it. I'm going back to my elevator. Good news
is after 3 unsuccessful attempts, I break free automatically.
Okay. So next turn, no matter what, you're getting free.
Yeah.
Automatically on your next turn and take. Okay. So after 3 unsuccessful. Okay. Right.
What? Steph has fallen on the floor, and I've leaned down to get it, and I was like, oh.
My shirt's off.
What? Hey, Cricket. No one likes you.
Cricket like, is his
cat. I'm nowhere near that drunk. Thank you very much.
Nice. What, not to hate Cricket? We hate her when we're so
drunk. I love my Kiki.
Kiki? He hates you for calling him Kiki.
Kiki. Okay, so, you tried to help me.
So, yep,
did. Did we move it up?
So there we go. So your turn. So you can move this one.
Why is Lyre not working?
And you've got nothing.
I'm scared. I can't go this way now. Nope. So. Okay. Oh, I go back to room
one.
And knowledge!
Once per game, if you...
Oh, once per game. Okay.
Yeah, so no more knowledge for you.
Fuck these books.
If I set them on fire...
If I set them on fire, maybe escape.
Alright, okay, Angela, your turn.
Match not working.
Do you only have one speed?
Yeah,
have
no.
One speed until
he gets a flashlight.
Yeah.
Until he finds somebody else.
I can't wait till the haunting starts. We all have to get the last one to there. And you're like,
oh, God. Oh, God.
And you get here and you fall through the door. No!
Nice.
Alright. Bam. Give me another basement. Why is that on top? I got a basement here. Why is the kitchen in the basement? Who does that? Yes. Give me.
Surely this house is haunted.
The omen? Give her an omen card.
Give me an omen card.
Give her an omen card.
Read it like a gypsy.
I have a feeling that we're going to haunt now.
The ring with an incomprehensible inscription. If you attack an opponent that has a sanity trait, you can attack with sanity instead of might. Your opponent then defends with sanity and damage is mental instead of physical. Make a haunt roll now.
How many haunts do we got?
4, 5.
So we got
6.
1, 2, 8. 3.
You had to get 8 above? Because last time we had to get 7 above.
Yeah, we need a 7, so 8 or
8.
Higher.
8 or 8.
Oh, this is going to, I bet this is going to be the
I have a feeling this is like, well, that's right, one, so that's not good.
2.
Yeah! Yes! Oh,
yeah! How do we do a haunt?
Okay, it's
all
the
too
ring.
Scared now.
The ring in the kitchen. It's in this book.
Professor Plum with the...
Unless it's in that book.
Let me do it. Oh, this is the traitor. Okay, haunt chart. Heart chart.
Okay.
The ring in the kitchen?
Yes.
Ring in the kitchen, which is... 41. Okay, trade of 41.
Everybody dies.
Everyone
dies. Is it haunt 41?
Yes.
Haunt 41.
Invisible traitor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it say... Okay,
Well, since I think you're the one that caused the...
Yeah, you got to read it.
Yay, it's
read it.
Well, I think
can
that's
I
what...
See,
can I see?
Can I see the other thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't read this out loud. Don't read it yourself, because you might not be getting it.
And we... As they're reading, me and Daniel read from Shakespeare's The Merchant in Venice.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel, begin.
What?
There was a merchant. He was in Venice.
Hooray, hooray.
He was there, and people didn't like him very much.
Now, Bill Nye, the science guy. Bill!
That's what he's been
me
doing.
Me like Bill. He make pretty pictures.
I can't wait till, like, you know, we're still stuck in here. She just comes up the elevator and knifes us.
Thank God you're here to free us. And you brought a knife.
Yeah. And she starts stabbing
the smoke of coil. Yeah.
Inconceivable.
Let me see the chart.
Okay.
Right, which book has the chart in it?
That.
Because we're not drunk enough.
Top 41, the traitor is the haunt revealer.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Oh, okay. No.
Read yours.
So I, well, no, I leave. You guys read yours here. I'm pretty sure those are twist off, aren't they?
I don't care.
We're too drunk to care.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, wait, no, give me my drink. I'm going to be the traitor and I'm going to get drunk.
Okay. Yeah. This is what I say to the traitor.
While I go drink in the bathroom alone.
Well, hey. You know you're a lush when...
Welcome to Return to College. Okay, ready?
Okay.
You hear one of your companions whisper a strange word and then scream. You never heard a sound that horrid from a lip. Fuck you, traitor! You hear one of your companions whisper a strange word and then scream. You never heard a sound that horrid from a living being before. You rush to your friend, but when you get there, you are alone. Then you hear a shuffling and a harsh, cold laugh. You have a terrible feeling that one of your friends has turned into a foe. What you know about the bad guy? The traitor has turned invisible and has decided to kill you all, because that's how it works.
Hey, if I turn invisible, you'd all be fine.
Yeah.
You win when the traitor is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting blind. If a hero survives an attack by the traitor, that hero can attempt a knowledge roll at the end of the traitor's turn. 1 through 0, you don't know anything. 3 for 4, the hero knows if the traitor is still in the room. If the traitor left the room, the hero knows which exit he or she took. +5, the hero has detected the traitor's movement and knows what room she is in now.
Mm-hmm.
Once during your turn, you can attempt to attack the invisible traitor. If the traitor is in the same room as you, you fight normally. If the traitor isn't there, you fail and you can't make another attack that turn.
Mm-hmm.
If you fire the revolver or throw dynamite into the room where the traitor is, resolve the attack normally. Skull and Spirit Board? Anybody got that?
I have the skull!
Skull. If you're carrying the skull at the beginning of your turn, you can attempt a sanity roll of 4+ to track down the traitor. On the success, the traitor must tell you which floor he or she is on. It just tells you which floor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're carrying the Spirit Board on the beginning of your turn, you can attempt a knowledge roll. Knowledge roll. Basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you what symbol, if any... Oh, okay, basically, on a success, the traitor must tell you what symbol, if any, is printed on the room where she is.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready, Angela! I said we kill her. We kill that bitch. Hurry, Ox! Hurry!
We're still dark.
I need
flashlight or a light bulb or battery. Anyone have candle? Light bulb candle, maybe. If Russia was still communist, we would not have this problem.
Actually, I think you would.
Listen, in Soviet Russia.
Okay.
That's how the Invisible Man always happened. Like, it's like, you know, Kevin Bacon was this great scientist. Uh-huh. Turns invisible and he's like, I'm going to rape that chick now. It's like, whoa, really?
See, told you. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
If I turned invisible, you'd all be fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just, yep.
In what way? Now I'm curious. No, I'm afraid.
Hey, we've reached too much information land.
Your mom.
She's so bad. My mom is a saint.
Your mom's a whore.
Although, it was very awkward when we had the sex talk.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got stuck doing the sex talk with my dad once. That was awful.
Yeah, no, my dad also had to talk with me.
Bam! If it was my mom doing it, I'd be like, this is the worst day of my life.
No, it was fucking horrible. It was fucking horrible. With my mom. Because my dad was cool. My dad had like the 5 minutes, like, so you're cool with it, and blah, blah, blah. And like 2 minutes later, we're done, and I walked out because I knew my shit. I'm smart enough. My mom, she starts off with, so, have you started masturbating yet?
Oh,
what?
I was about to, Mom, but you walked in the room. So clearly I haven't. My pants are still on.
Wow. Who does that?
Wow. My dad goes.
I think that was a word that was never mentioned.
I think my dad pretty much had a fucking chart or something. He's like, if you see the fallopian tubes, it's like, oh, God, no wonder I don't want to do this.
Mom, Dad, I have the internet. I'm good, okay?
Yeah.
See, I had a series of conversations. Well. I don't actually consciously remember any of them happening. It was just kind of a, like, if something came up on TV or something, Mom would be like, so let's talk about this for a minute, and be like,
okay. You just turn it off. It's like, oh, sex talk.
Nice.
I seriously don't. Mm-hmm. My mom tells me she had the talk with me several times.
I think your mother's full of shit.
I don't remember a damn thing.
Well, as soon as she started talking about this, I'm pretty sure you went, murmur.
So you get to take off your.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Shirt. Wait. So we've lost somebody.
Okay.
So whose turn is it? Yours.
Where Professor is Psychic Lady? Psychic Lady?
Try to break out.
Don't you suck. Leave me! You
but
suck.
Next turn you're out, right?
Yes.
So, okay. Next turn you're out.
I need to get out before she comes in. Thank God you're here!
You wouldn't see me when I came in.
Oh, see,
somebody
knife.
There!
Is somebody there? Is it science?
Science personified.
Alright.
I need to be the priest.
I can just see that as, like, you know, a dream. It's like, hello, Professor. It's me, science.
My dream has come true.
I think after that dream is when the professor got the sex talk.
Okay, let's go. It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn already.
You can't leave me here.
No, I will.
You're grounded.
God damn it. Okay, wait.
When we get home, you have to take two baths.
No, three, and I needed a four, right?
So. Oh, well, you tried to help me? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I tried to help you. Yeah,
that didn't work out.
Yeah, that did not
but
work out.
But don't worry, next round I'm 3 hours.
Oh, well. So that was a turn wasted while we get stabbed. While the stabbing is.
I certainly have feelings of trepidation and fear. Okay, I will go. I can't go anywhere else. I will go right. Oh, look at that. Still dark.
Our next goal is to find him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to see the rule book.
So you. I'm not even going to ask where you... I shouldn't ask where you could be.
You're not allowed to ask where you could, she could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask where you at.
No, I mean, I think you can make that roll.
Oh, I do have to make a roll at the end of my turn to
you
see?
You don't have to, but you can if you want to.
Make a knowledge roll?
Yeah, was make knowledge? The... Was, no, skull, was it a knowledge or was it a sanity?
If you have the skull at the beginning of your turn... Beginning. You can attempt a sanity roll of 4+ to track down the traitor.
Can I still move after
on
that roll?
On a successful... the traitor must tell you which.
Yeah, you can still.
On.
It's just the.
Beginning okay,
of the
then I'm going to assume that
moved,
we.
So it's not the beginning of his turn.
Yep, it's not the beginning.
Damn it!
It's okay. Next turn. I mean, we can pretty
house.
Much assume at the moment that she's probably in the basement.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
That's a hypothesis.
So are we telling me we must use the honor system for the invisible stalker trying to kill us?
Pretty much.
Oh shit! I can't find my beer. Oh, here it is.
She's stolen our bear!
No!
Wow, Angela's like she has like five books.
I have two books.
It's like, okay, and wait a minute, cross references and. Okay, so you're all dead. My whims.
Alright, so.
Carry the one.
Hey Zeus, I need you to roll your might.
Oh, come on.
Inconceivable!
I need to roll your might and beat a two.
I swear to God, if I don't beat a two. It's like, oh, someone poking me really hard.
No, you can do something now.
What?
Okay. If a hero survives an attack, was it an attack? Yep.
Yes, it was an attack.
The hero can attempt a knowledge roll to end the traitor's turn.
Mm-hmm.
To end the traitor's turn.
What's
end
the success?
It. Do it.
Just roll. Plus four, plus five is awesome. Plus 3 to 4 is pretty good.
How about nothing?
Nothing.
I feel wind.
Okay.
It burned.
Well, if the hero survives an attack by traitor, the hero can attempt a knowledge roll at the end of the traitor's turn. So this was the end of your turn, right?
Okay.
I think you can attack and move.
Wait.
Hold on.
You didn't include the fact you had Charlie Sheen, right? So you added plus two to the roll.
No, it was gain 2 might.
Okay. All
right. So that was, yeah. I've just held on to that because if I... Lose the madman, then I lose those points.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I still have him.
All right. So this is an invisible. Oh shit! There's an invisible Charlie Sheen.
Oh my!
Watch
God.
Out!
Oh, you know what? Fucked. I attacked wrong.
So it's a 1.5 man. So shut up.
In the end, he's really just half a man.
Okay.
Don't drink, children. Unless you're us and you want to play bad games. Wait, okay, what's up?
Hey, girl, what's your name is?
My turn is over.
All right. Let's go!
For science!
Let me see. The quickest way down, I would say, going through the mystic elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Roll.
How many do I have to roll?
All.
You roll
three?
Two dice.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Zero.
The elevator eats
basement,
you.
Then take one die of physical damage.
Incomprehensible!
Mm-hmm.
Make so it
any,
double!
Any open door, which roughly translates to just that room, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, the basement landing.
Oh, there we go. You can go to the basement landing if you want.
Yep, I have no idea how to get up. I guess I have to. Oh, why would I take this? I'm just going to take this again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just stay there.
You're there, and okay. You take 1 point physical damage.
Oh.
Yes, because it basically plummeted into the basement.
Ah! I'll just go down one on the speed factor. I'm still pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, let's go.
All right, my turn.
Professor, what the fuck?
Crap. Okay,
Okay,
wait. At the beginning of my turn, I can use the spirit board to do things, right?
To do stuff.
Yeah, once it again, I think it's a knowledge roll.
Spirit board, beginning, temp, knowledge, plus four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, four plus, let's see what happens. And nothing. Nope, zero, so that did nothing. So I can still move, I guess. It's the beginning of my turn. Mm-hmm. So, and my speed is four, so...
And also, you can keep.
One. Everyone can keep exploring. See if I can get a new item or something. So, top of the house. Top of the rock.
Top of the house.
Oops, crap. Nothing. Dusty hallway. Right, so. Top of me. Like that. And again, this way. And junk room. Ah, crap. I hit the junk room. Plus, I get an omen. Oh, no, double haunt.
Anymore.
But I do get an omen anyway, so at least I might get a thing. Look at that, medallion. Medallion inscribed with a pentagram. You are immune to the effects of the pentagram chamber, crypt, and graveyard. Which is nice, I guess.
Yeah.
Nice.
If I go into any of those rooms. So, and that's it. That ends my turn. So, I'm done.
Okay.
So,
go to the next room. Try to find a way out. Go on the one.
I'm coughing.
Rope. I meant to do that, yes. Exactly.
Before you move, do your thing.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you do...
Sanity, right?
Sanity, right?
You have the skull, right? So, skip. This skull, I got this.
Are you... That's the worst roll I've ever seen. No, you do not.
You get nothing.
Okay, I may have gone insane.
Okay. Right. Angela, your turn.
Right. Oh, wait.
Isaac, do you move?
Okay.
I move. Okay.
All right.
She's like teleporting, I think. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Yep.
You know, you shouldn't have trusted your mirror image. It's probably like, you need help. And she's trying to get your pills because you're nuts.
It's a secret to everybody.
You take 2 physical damage.
What the hell was that?
That was the invisible traitor.
Yeah. I take 2 physical damage right off the bat?
And you can't defend against it.
Ah! What'd that poke be?
So take
that was how I was supposed to attack the first time around.
Really? You just get 2 damage?
I get a roll, and you can't defend against it.
Angela, okay, dude.
And I can choose to bring... What do I... Can I bring down?
Knowledge roll. You can do a knowledge roll to find them.
Except...
Well, no, but like, what? I took 2 physical, so what do I bring
down?
So, might or speed.
Yeah, you can put both to might, both to speed, or 1 to might and 1 to speed, however you like.
Okay, 1 to might, and 1 to speed. So down to 3 speed.
Miss your items.
Just
you
shit.
Item.
Yes.
Oh no, that's an event. You don't have any items.
Screw
you. Haha. That's just mean. Not only does she hurt you, she takes your stuff.
She kills you and takes your pride.
Okay, you're gonna try to catch her? Knowledge roll.
Mm? Oh, another roll. How many?
Did you steal just my dignity?
4.
So.
3 or 4. The traitor knows if the traitor is still in the room. If the traitor left the room, that hero knows which exit she used.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't left the room yet.
So she's still in the room.
She's
so
in the room.
You get a chance to attack.
Well, this is after your turn. Like, he gets to do all this afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Alright. So I can attack?
Yeah. Well, if you survive the attack, the hero can attempt a knowledge roll at the end of the traitor's turn.
Okay, so,
that's the end of
the turn. So once my turn starts, I can try to attack you.
Alright.
But he knows you're still in the room.
Okay.
But I haven't technically... Oh, wait. That was my turn.
Done. Yes.
Okay.
So you're done.
So, yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
First mistake, being in the room with Ox.
What?
Me was in wrestling Russian School of Arts. Wait.
But I am a Russian mystic.
One. Basement. Don't I get to roll if
but you're back in the basement, but you can go to another place if you want. In the basement.
Yes.
So you can go there, or you can go here.
I guess I'm just going to stay here, because there's no way to get out of the basement.
Elementar sacks.
I'm just stuck. Like, activate! Elevator, go!
Computer!
Incomprehensible!
Computer, first floor. Anyway. Yeah.
10 forward.
Right, so now to get out of the junk room, I have to make a roll, right?
Yes, when exiting, you must attempt a might roll of 3 plus. If you fail, lose 1 speed, but continue moving. Mm-hmm. So you get to leave
no matter
what.
Yeah, I hate this room.
At least you're not stuck like you were down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is even worse. Okay, so... Aha! 3, I made it.
Yay.
So I leave and bonk. No, not that way. So this way, I guess. So top level.
Stop exploring!
Mm-hmm. I like exploring.
Gathering.
Oh wait, you get a...
You can choose to fall to the ballroom if it's in the house. If you do, take 1 die of physical damage.
Nope, no ballroom, but I do get an omen.
You didn't find the ballroom?
Hey, nope. No, there is a ballroom. If you fall down to this, you would be able to help him out immediately.
He would not know that I was down there, though.
Yeah, I know.
No, okay, but I know he's down
there. I could maybe tell him. Hey!
Little boy!
Invisible woman! But good, no Reed Richards. You can't trust smart men.
I do have a book, though, now. And the book gives me 2 knowledge. Awesome.
Nice.
1 and 2.
So if we're in the same room, can I tell him that the traitor's there?
Well, he...
So if I fell down, but I would have to take a point of physical damage. I suppose I can do that.
I think he has to wait until that in his next turn.
Yeah, because this is like the end of my turn. As soon as I go in, that
okay. happens. Okay, so you've detected her.
Okay.
What you can
do. I sense invisibility.
Once during your turn, you can attack an invisible traitor. If the traitor is in the same room as you, you fight normally. If the traitor isn't there, you fail.
So you can guess it.
Let's do this.
So you attack with your might.
I'm gonna start randomly taking up lamp. There's a lamp room apparently. Mm. Because it's a ballroom, so there's a lot of lamps, so I'm just rolling around randomly and hopefully hit her.
1, 2,
he gets a
4,
so you have to roll your might and get 4 or more.
Might. 4, can you beat a 4?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, apparently.
Ox is disappointed.
Much delight about nothing.
Alright, is that the end of your turn?
That was the end of my turn.
Take 2 points.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just might or speed.
That's why she's,
this will end here or I will die.
But you can make after at the end of her round, you can make another roll.
Okay.
Detect whether she ran off or she stayed in the room.
3?
Nope. Yeah. No, you know if she's, the hero knows if the traitor isn't still in the room.
You're
still
in the room.
Left the room. The hero knows which war she's at,
which exit she took.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still in the room, so...
So no, I'm not.
Did you attack?
So what exit did you go
out? I attacked, but I can move still.
Yeah.
And off in the distance, you're...
Oh, wait, well, which way did you...
So, yeah, he at least
I know which way
you
left.
Went.
Yeah, I went towards the patio.
Okay, so you go there. Okay.
Okay.
My turn?
Yep.
Ridiculous! I scream as I just continue pressing the same button.
Damn it.
She's never going to find me because it's going to be stuck in the elevator.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's okay. Right, so wait. What, so I could jump down and help him get his life.
If you want to do the board first, you can too.
Yeah, I should use my board. So it is a sanity roll, or a knowledge roll. So.
Yep.
All right, I make it. So you have to tell me what symbol. Okay, so is there a symbol in the room you're in, and if so, what is it?
Wait, what do you mean symbol?
It's like is an item
omen.
Or an omen or
there is an omen.
Okay, so that means she's probably in the chart room, guys.
Mm-hmm. Kick her in the nuts. Kick her in the nuts.
Wait.
Okay, I will go.
But no, now you can leap down, or if you want.
Yeah, that was the beginning of my turn. So I'm gonna leap down, take 1 point of speed damage.
You land with him. One.
And now you get that. Yeah, do I have to make a roll or just automatically?
I think I automatically... I can discard the card.
Yay, okay. So now you can move normally.
And I know for a fact...
And now it's your turn. As far as I can tell...
You can still keep going, or do you have to stop the turn after you...
No, that's... Down? I think I'm pretty sure that's... I'm done.
Oh, you could choose to fall to the battle room if this...
No, the only time you stop is when you've reached the end of your speed, or if there's like...
Oh, so I can keep going. Yeah. Okay, so we know that she left through here, and the room she's in has... So she's probably in this room, so the little boy is going to rush here and flail around, and so is there something for me to hit there?
Do you know automatically, or do you have to try to hit me?
I think I have to hit you, and that if you're not there, I just wasted my turn. Okay. If you're there, it's
yeah. Once during your turn, you can attempt attack.
Make an attack. See if I'm there.
Right. So with my might of three. Yeah, the brave little boy. Well, I know that the only way this can end is with her death. Okay. So in my innocence, yeah. Let's see. Two. Beat a two, bitch.
Was that might?
That was might. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I suppose I should have tried.
Watch out for Invisible Charlie Sheen. Very scary.
Oh, God.
Oh, you beat a little boy. I'm sure he must be very proud.
Go, go, go.
I will protect you, little boy.
You grab the kid.
Fight Invisible Charlie Sheen now.
One, two, three, four, five.
So beat a five. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Well, she rolled a six earlier, so.
So let's see what happens.
Three!
Yay! So she takes.
Is it
the difference, or is it just 1 point?
Well, let's check that. Yeah,
check
the
rules.
Take me. I actually grab Invisible Choice and start beating his face.
Whoever rolls a higher result defeats his or her opponent and inflicts physical damage against the other explorer or monster. The amount of damage equals the difference between the two rolls.
So you take 2 points of physical damage.
But because of something I have, I only take one.
Oh, the armor, right? Yes. So you take 1 point.
She's wearing... Why are you invisible and we can't hear you clanking? Like, clank, 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 clank with your armor. Incomprehensible!
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we can tell what door she left through. So you can all hear the clanking off in the distance.
So that was your turn?
That's her turn, right. So now she's done.
It's my turn.
So she can try and attack one
of us. Attack Invisible Charlie.
Do you have items?
Yeah, unfortunately I have plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your items.
All of them?
No, not all of them, but I get to choose which.
Oh.
Yeah, it's because everything I ever had. You know, I should have maybe like sacrificed a sanity point back there to get some extra dice. I'm also pretty sure one of those items gave me an extra dice that I didn't use.
Yeah.
Oh well.
What'd you end up taking?
As the idol now.
Yeah. Oh no, that was just for event cards. Never mind. Oh, I haven't used... Okay, when it's my turn, I'm going to drink that bottle. I forgot I can drink the bottle.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Okay, well, you can roll guys to see if she's still in the room.
Yep.
Well, you can after you were... If a hero survives an attack by the traitor, that's you.
That's me.
So, well, no. No.
No.
I choose
that was
who
not.
I attack.
Yeah, that wasn't an attack.
Oh,
that was just
yeah.
like.
Yeah, I stole from you.
Stealing, so that
I attacked him.
Oh, so he gets if he survives, he gets to roll.
Wait, actually, wait. Do you get to actually know that?
What?
I'm seeing if you know when I miss.
Ah, well, it just says if you survive the attack.
Yeah,
if you missed, it was still surviving an attack.
Okay,
I think.
So
right?
Then I did attack you, not him.
Okay, fine.
So she just stole my shit and then tried to
damage.
She missed.
Oh, he was like, I feel wind is very strange.
Oh, like, right.
But
okay.
So you get to roll your
knowledge.
Your knowledge, yeah.
Okay. Was it for? Do you have the skull?
I have the skull.
It's
no, but this is not. This is not.
Oh, sanity.
Sanity.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This
no,
is not.
Jan- knowledge,
this is not the skull yet. This
knowledge.
Is just surviving an attack.
Two.
So no, you don't.
No,
you don't get
nothing. You'll know nothing.
Where is she?
Okay, now it's my turn.
Now it's your turn. Yeah.
I am trying to. Let me out! This is not fun! Ah!
Two. Ground floor.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
To any... you can show up here if you want.
This better not be... Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Professor!
Good evening!
There's an invisible woman, but I see no riches or human torch. I'm very scared.
I'm swinging around like an otter. Yeah. Take that! Three.
I wasn't in the room.
So that wasted your turn.
God damn it, Professor!
Incomprehensible! Okay, I'm done.
Alright, I'm gonna I guess roll.
No, my turn. Sorry. So well, I no longer have the thing, so I can't try and track her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But so instead, I'm going to drink this mysterious bottle of stuff.
What do you have in your hand?
Wait. Nope. So this is once during my turn, so I can keep. Oh no! Wait. No, discard item. Okay. So I'm going to roll three dice and see what happens. Drink this mysterious liquid. Two, frack. Lose two knowledge and two sanity.
Oh.
That was smart! So, one, two, and one, two. I'm still alive.
Okay.
A little bit the same.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue looking, my gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, that didn't really end my turn. That just ended that. Right. So, now I can move. And I strike out blindly because I no longer have the thing. So.
Could she gone?
Yeah, so the only direction I can go is the collapse room, which means...
Well, we can go back. Or maybe she went that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or I could take the elevator and get stuck in the basement again.
You don't want to take the elevator.
Yeah, so
it's not signed.
You know what? I'm going to go one and two, try and see if I can get, you know, discover something
mm-hmm.
the ground floor, so... Oh, yeah, I get
you are in the dining
room. Another omen. I keep just collecting omens. Spear! A weapon pulsing with power. You roll two additional dice when making a might attack with this weapon. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So at least if I ever find the bitch, I can, you know, have a better chance of stabbing her
nice.
Through the heart.
Put this under the name, Vince.
Alright. Cool. And you are in the dining room.
Okay.
Alright, your turn.
First one, knowledge with my skull to figure out if I know where she went.
Sanity with your skull.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
I take it he knows which way I went.
That's exactly honestly, where the trader you must are. Tell which floor he or she is on.
Okay, I'm on the ground floor.
Well, that helps me plenty. Not
okay.
a door.
Yeah. Now that we lost my second one,
okay.
we're screwed.
All right, I will go. This is what I will try. And I'm going to do attack to see if she's in the room. Is she in the room?
You have to attack.
Swing into the air.
Five.
I'm not there.
Damn it.
Okay.
Why did you go? Inconceivable!
Take 3 physical damage.
Ow.
She's totally gonna take you out.
Oh, man. So it's might or speed, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go down to 1 for speed. And 3 physical?
Mm-hmm.
So I go down to 1, go down another.
Alright.
If I.
Okay, tell me if you ended your turn.
Yes.
Go ahead and see if you can find her knowledge.
Which one was mine?
Pretty sure it was those two.
Okay,
so.
2.
Nope.
How many did you roll? Oh, you only
3.
Have 3 knowledge?
I only have 3 knowledge.
What?
So, nothing.
Okay, well, I'm going to first I'm going to put on my mask. Once during your turn, you can attempt a sanity roll to use this mask.
So, try sanity. Roll your sanity.
Yes! I think I got it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you put on the mask, you gain 2 knowledge and lose 2 sanity. Oh, fuck me. But I'm at 7 knowledge now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting that biatch down. And now I am going to go into...
You know, logic-wise, she should probably be in the ballroom still.
Because
she wasn't there before when he attacked. Then all of a sudden, she must have moved.
But you weren't in that room, so you know nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'm shouting out because I'm very smart.
I'm running that way and just swinging around like a monkey.
Are you in the ballroom?
What?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you have to? Did
so
you do a roll?
Does it have to be?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think you failed that roll.
Maybe I did. Maybe I invisibly did it.
So does it have to be? Wait.
I'm the only invisible one. I'm the only one invisible roll.
So do attacks have to be physical in nature, or can you
unless
attack
you have a,
with?
Well, unless you have something that.
Oh, does
she
have an
yeah,
item?
Yeah, like
that
the ring lets
okay.
you do.
Okay.
Sanity attacks.
2.
You're trying to attack me.
Yeah.
Was it might?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to do a debate. No, listen. A scientific theorem.
Ah, shit.
There we go.
No.
Yeah.
Already. Yeah.
That did not work out for anybody.
Alright.
Well, it's my turn.
Yes.
So...
She's in here!
I rush in with my spear.
You guys can yell at each other.
Yep, that's what we do.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. You're invisible.
That is not fair.
I'm
okay, so
I
have like 3 plus 2 because of the Spear of Destiny. Plus, that's it, pretty much.
I see coming at the giant spear. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Unless I wanted to
watch
use...
out, you go.
Oh, wait, no, she didn't steal my spirit board. So why the hell? Because the spirit board is an omen, so I still have it. Why was I acting as if I didn't have it?
Okay.
I'm an idiot. Mm. Anyway, so, wait, okay, so do any of my other things give me any bonuses? Oh, just the spear. So, I roll 5 dice to attack.
Okay.
Spear of Destiny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Beat the 5.
And so, if you're actually, you'd be dead by now. I don't know why you're not dead.
What? Nope. So you take 1 point of damage. 1 point
Except
of physical damage.
I get to decrease
because
my
of your damn armor. Spear of Destiny.
I labeled them the fuck.
Well, it's your turn, isn't it?
No,
right
it's
now?
My
oh,
turn.
Sorry.
It's your turn.
Okay.
Final swing because I don't think
Wait a
I
can. We give items to people.
I don't
on
think
your
so.
Turn.
On your turn.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, we will try this one last time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow.
Beat that, you bitch.
It's technically possible.
Shut up. And
not only that,
shut
up.
2, 4,
wow, yeah,
five.
4, 5, and the armor, yeah.
Fuck. I hear, bing, fuck.
Is your turn done?
My turn is done.
And now she kills you.
Let me see your items.
Oh, cripes. I have a candle. I think that's...
Oh,
yeah.
Is that the only thing I've got left?
Yeah, because the others are omen cards, so...
Let me just make sure...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically, I steal this anyway. It doesn't give me anything, but...
But, yeah.
Ha, you
mm-hmm.
no longer have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sucks to be you. Take 2 points physical damage.
Are you dead?
Tell my mother... Communism will come back! You see him being stabbed multiple times. Oh, oh, oh! 5 minutes later. Oh, oh, oh!
Is
also flat to the. Wait. And he drops.
I killed someone!
Oh!
Yeah,
oh.
And of course now the weak child and half mad scientists are all that's left.
The traitor had a strategy.
Yeah. Not fair.
On the other hand, this child has a Spear of Destiny. So.
Here's an important question. Why don't they leave the goddamn house?
Because the only way we can win is with her death.
Unfortunately. Oh, well, that makes logical sense. Sure.
That's the only way. That's the haunt rule. We only win if she's dead.
All right.
We don't get to run away.
Okay.
Presumably she would follow us to our homes and kill us there.
Yeah, right.
And then she is unleashed upon an unsuspecting world.
Well, I don't care about everybody else. I just want to live. Well, I'm dead now, so I don't care.
So you don't... Yeah,
Orcs is dead now. Why am I still talking? I'm pretty sure I'm bleeding heavily right now.
It's the ghost.
Oh, ghost of Orcs. Ghost is here! Invisible Stalker!
I wish this haunts where, like, I get to convert people to my cause so that you could fight with me.
Yeah.
Those ones are awesome.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if this version has that, but I know the previous version. So, like,
it's
I think
probably.
There's a werewolf one where you
yeah.
turn people into werewolves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one exists.
Oh.
Professor!
Oh,
You know what game just came out? Mansion of Madness?
Sounds like a ripoff of Betrayal at House
yeah.
of the Hill.
No, it's the new game based off the people
here?
That made Arkham Horror.
She killed
game.
Him
killed
as part of her first turn, so she probably ran off, but we don't know.
So I might get that. So we'll see what happens.
She probably ran off, or she just might be hiding in a corner. So you can flail around and waste your turn. Well, I mean, it's worth a shot, because at the beginning of my turn, I will get to use the spirit board.
I'm going to flail around like a dick.
See if she's still there.
3.
Not there anymore.
Good.
Okay, well, okay, so beginning of my turn. So I have the spirit board, so I get to roll my knowledge or sanity, whichever one, it's the same amount of dice. And I get nothing. The spirit board tells me to go fuck myself.
All I got is an omen.
Okay, so, well, I know she's not in that room, so...
We pull people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take my mask, though.
Stop hitting your face. Freaking me out.
You know, I'm just gonna stand there with my spear. I'm not gonna move.
I'm just I'm stabbing my
jokes until I have either a clue where she is or she goes back and tries to stab one of us. Yep. There's no point in me wandering around.
Is your spear a item?
No, they're omens. They're omens, so I don't think omens can be stolen.
No. Okay. We are poor people.
I have like a fuckload of face, girl.
Mm-hmm. We are poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can only steal.
Ox is still kind of alive. Like ox dying
back to back quickly.
Yeah, so it's your turn, I suppose.
Ox says, "You all fucked
my." I am so low on like my mind and stuff.
Yeah.
Take 3 points physical damage, Billy.
So 1, 2, 3. Well, at least now we know she's in the. Well, no, not necessarily. Oh no, she must have moved in. So flail. Well, first knowledge.
Flail like a coward. First your knowledge roll.
Actually, you have like 7 knowledge, don't you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, so
you still in the room?
Yes.
Okay. Flail around like a silly man.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Oh, I do have an item. Oops. 8. To attack.
8 on your attack. Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I beat that?
The professor.
Technically, I can.
Well, true. It's not about beat, but it's like if you roll like no. Then you take 8 points of damage.
2, 4, 5, 6. So
she only takes 1 point.
Come on.
From that. That's just wrong.
That's as good as I can get. That was like my last, like my hope.
That was your big punch right there.
So we can discard that. Yeah. Since he used it, I can't steal it.
Yep.
All right, well, go. Your turn.
Yes.
So now
she's in the room!
I stab at thee. From the depths of hell, I stab at thee with sweet. Wow, nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5.
She's rolling really well.
She's been rolling really friggin' well.
Ooh.
So you take 2 points of damage.
But you were
1 point. Yeah, you take 1 point. God damn it.
Does the armor count like per round?
Yeah, it just keeps going. Yeah, it's every time she takes another attack.
Yeah, it's not once per game.
And it can't be stolen. It's just, yeah.
She's singing to herself. I'm beating on the floor.
La, la, la. Billy, take 2 points of physical.
We're gonna die.
One. Okay. Yeah, one more.
One She's more gonna die with like all that knowledge. She's like, all this knowledge.
All this knowledge lost to the world.
Alright, well, if I need more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So flail around and find out.
Yeah, I got her.
Yeah.
You there?
No.
She's I know which exit you took?
Yep.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I took the exit. That way.
Not only that, no, I wouldn't know which. I think since I rolled so well, I will know exactly where you might be.
True.
Someone else rolled a 9 and they only knew what floor I was on.
That was for an item. Okay. That was for the item. Yeah.
I don't know how.
Which room? Okay, which room you are now? Or which room are you in now?
I'm in the dining room.
She's in the dining room.
Jesus Christ, you move like a fucking monster. But yeah, I guess I'm going to be. Oh, my speed is. I still got like 2 speed. 1.
You roll like a monkey.
Take that.
Yeah, she beats that automatically with her armor.
That's true.
Yeah. Actually. So
she's just rolling
giggles.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm not gonna be. What can I do? Run and hide in the mystic elevator.
Well, at least you found her. So I rush with my spear. So
I tried. I thought that 8 was gonna get her.
Yeah,
that was like our last chance. Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again.
Mm-hmm. You roll way too damn well. God damn it, Charlie Sheen.
3, so you take 2, you take 1 point. It's like I'm like wicking away at you. 1 point, one point.
Okay.
Bury me with my books.
Billy, take 2 points of physical.
What? That wasn't part of the equation.
Yeah, she's dead.
All right.
Crap.
Okay, so little boy versus the invisible stalker.
Yeah, I'm so dead.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first thing I do is roll the spirit board.
Mm-hmm.
Which lets me, again, it was sanity. Well, it doesn't matter. Each one, you want the same amount of dice. 0, 1, well, so yeah, nothing. So I know nothing, and...
Flail around again,
yeah.
Two down. Three down.
Damn it. All right. Okay, I stand and cower in a corner. Stabbing at the air.
Take 1 point of physical.
Alright, so.
Now you know what she is, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, and now I attack.
Well, you know, you need to see if she's in there.
Well, true.
So. Yeah, but she's probably in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's in there. She has to be, because she was outside, so it doesn't even matter. Okay. So I just attack. God damn it. Just 2 points. Just two.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's just like, damn it. Ding.
All right. So. 2 points physical.
One nice. And one. Okay, I'm almost dead.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm flailing. I'm sure she won't be there. I know her. I know the boss's pattern by now. I'm just too fucked up. Just like, yeah, I flail, and I'm sure you're not there.
Actually, I didn't leave.
Yeah, so there we go. So six, maybe six.
Oh.
Two. So you take 4 minus 1. You take 3 points of physical damage.
This could be close.
Yep. Almost there.
Dun, 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 dun. Spirit of Destiny. Little Sid child versus invisible.
Betray you.
3 points.
I think she just killed me. Let me see. Yep, I'm dead.
Oh! Yeah. Read the conclusion if you win.
If you win, your friends lie scattered across the manor. You stare at your face in the mirror, visible beneath a mask of blood. As you wipe the blood away, you fade once more from view. That was fun. Maybe you'll try arson next. You've always wondered what it'd be like to watch someone burn.
And thank you.
And that was my laugh, everybody.
Nice. And ladies and gentlemen, cheers for listening to
Cheers indeed.
Thank you for listening to Tequilas and House of Haunted Hill. Hopefully this is interesting enough to play.